George Kircher at the Amazon Accessibility Books for All protest, considered the father of the e-book.
Corporate America understands that accessibility is part of doing business. You ask any Microsoft employee, and they understand that accessibility requirements are put in right from the beginning. It might have taken us a few years to get that message across to Microsoft, but it's thoroughly ensconced in the corporate culture now. But for some reason, Amazon just doesn't get it. Their corporate culture does not put accessibility as part of the fundamental requirement of doing business. When you're doing business in school, it's an essential requirement that the product be accessible. It's not terribly difficult to create user interfaces that work for people who are blind. You look at Leo, you look at the iBook store, and you've got products that are fully accessible to people who are blind. When you introduce products like the Kindle has done into schools, you're creating second-class citizens, people who are separate and apart. You're teaching students that there are haves, information haves, and information have nots. And that is a violation of our laws. Because in the information age, access to information and education is a fundamental human right, and Amazon is breaking fundamental human rights laws, and that's why we're here at a civil rights march today to let them know that this is unacceptable.
George Kircher, the founder of the ebook, talking about ingraining accessibility into the corporate DNA in a company. It's definitely ingrained in Apple, and he appears to be correct that it's getting ingrained in Microsoft.
We want access now. We're tired of hanging on and waiting.
Mark Riccobono there, speaking the Jernigan Institute Executive Director.
You don't care about us, you just keep us hanging.